Zok der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Yevamis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, Shloisha Achin. We have over here three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim and two of them, let's say Shimon and Levi, the Suyin are married to either. Shtei Achayis, two sisters. They're married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Rachel's married to Shimon, Leah's married to Levi. Oy Isha Abita. Or Shimon and Levi are married to a woman, and the other one is married to that woman's daughter. One of them is married to the mother, one of them is married to the daughter. Oy Isha Ubaspita. Or to a woman and her daughter's daughter. To Shimon and Levi, one of them is married to the grandmother, the other is married to the daughter's daughter, the granddaughter. Oy Isha Ubasbina. Or again, a grandmother and an anical. One of them is married to the grandmother, the other one is married to her son's daughter. Now, Shimon and Levi died in this mashal. Like I keep telling you, don't worry, they'll be back. Reuven, who was not married to any of these relatives, what's his din? It's like the Mishnah Re'elu Chol Tzesulei Misyavis. In regard to all these women, Chalitza has to be done. But it cannot be Miyavim them. Because none of these women are an erva to Reuven, there is a Yivim connection. So why can't it be Miyavim them? And the answer is, let's take the case of the two sisters. If Reuven were to be Miyavim Leah, Leah is a sister of Rachel who also has a Yivim connection to him. That's called Achois Zikukasai, the sister of someone that has a Zika connection to him. It's true for both sisters. Were he to marry any one of them, he's marrying the sister of someone who also has a Zika connection to him, because both brothers died. Now, this isn't strong enough. This problem isn't strong enough to say no chalitza is necessary. Chalitza is still necessary. But it cannot be miyavim them, as they held the Tanakam. But Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon goes further. Reb Shimon says, even chalitza is not necessary. You have two women that are related? Two sisters? A woman and her daughter? A woman and her daughter's daughter? Or a woman and her son's daughter? If they both fall a yivim to the same person, there's no yivim over here. Reb Shimon learns the pasuk v'isha l'chaisa l'sikach litzrar, that when you have two women that can't both become his wives, and there's a yivim connection to both, you can't take any one. But the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Zok the Mishnah v'ayter hoisa aches mihen asura alav iser erva. Let's say one of the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, is an erva to Reuven. How did that happen? Well, let's say Shimon was married to one sister, Levi was married to one sister, and one of them also happens to be Reuven's mother-in-law. Let's say Rachel is Reuven's mother-in-law. Does that make it more complicated or less complicated? And the answer is, it's actually going to make things easier for Reuven. Reuven can now be Miyavim Leah. What was the whole problem till now? The two sisters both have a Zika to him. Now you don't have two sisters that both have a Zika to him. There's no Zika connection. There's no Yivim connection between Rachel and Reuven, because Rachel is an erva to Reuven. She's his mother-in-law. So the only one that's falling to Reuven is his mother-in-law's sister. You can marry your mother-in-law's sister. He can be Miyavim her. She's not an erva. He can be Miyavim Leah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Hoysa achasmit. Let's see, one of these two sisters. Asura olav iser erva is asur timen iser erva. Like in our mashal, Rachel is also Reuven's mother-in-law. So asur ba, can't be Miyavim's mother-in-law. But he mutter ba chaysa, he's mutter and her sister. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. If one of these two women, either Rachel or Leah, were asur to Reuven as an iser mitzvah or iser kiddusha. Iser mitzvah means she's only asur timen d'rabbanan. Isser Kedusha means there's an Isser here that wouldn't apply to everyone, but it's only important here because he's a Kayin. In these two cases, Chaltzis v'le Misyavmis. So if Rachel is either an Isser Drabanan or an Isser that's Negeya to a Kayin, to Reuven, we can't say that there's a green light for Reuven to be Miyavim Leah. Because if Rachel was a outright erva like a mother-in-law, there's no yivim connection to Rachel at all. He can be miyavim Leah. But under these circumstances, where it's only an iser drabanan or an iser kehuna, there still is a yivim connection from Rachel to Reuven. And Mamela, we have the same problem of two sisters that have a Yivam connection to him that's called the Chayzuk Akase, where he can't be Miyavim anyone. So quickly, chazring over, we have Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi are married to two relatives, either two sisters, a mother and a daughter, mother and a daughter's daughter, or mother and a son's daughter. Shimon and Levi both pass away. Reuven has to do chalitza. According to the Tanakhama, cannot be miyavim anyone, because each one is a chayzuk kasai. Being that, let's say, in the case of the two sisters, both have a zika, a connection of yivum, cannot be miyavim a woman whose sister is also a zika to you. But a chayzuk kasai is not a strong enough problem to say that there's no chiyuv chalitza. According to the Shimon, it is, but we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Again, Shimon and Levi married to, let's say, two sisters. And suppose one of these sisters is an erva to Reuven. Suppose she's his mother-in-law. So there's no Zika connection at all if Rachel is also Reuven's mother-in-law. There's no Zika connection at all between Reuven and Rachel because she's an erva. And therefore, that opens up a green light for Reuven to be Miyavim Leah, because there's no Isser to marry your mother-in-law's sister. If Rachel to Reuven was just an Isser Mitzvah, an Isser Midrabonon, or an Isser that's Negeya to Kahuna, then again the halacha is Chalitza would be necessary, but he cannot do Yivam.